Imagine a memorabilia show where you can purchase belongings actually used by a star athlete. Now, instead of a sports star, imagine a show devoted to the belongings of a notorious criminal, but without any guns. That's what you find at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center tomorrow, as the Department of Justice auctions off belongings of the convicted mob boss James Whitey Bulger. WBUR's David Boeri got a preview.
Into the Boston Convention Center, I walked past Bulger's gold diamond clatter ring, appraised at $15,000. Walked past the lady's Rolex and the lady's diamond ring. The psycho killer's skull ring and sterling silver didn't interest me either. Ditto the rat mug. No, I wanted to see lot number 1061, which is far more emblematic of the Bulger yard sale and flea market that's on display here. There it was, as described in the catalog. Big bag of rubber bands, along with miscellaneous TV tray and hamster wheel. I figured lot 1061 posed the essential question of the whole auction.
Are you kidding me?
That's Pat Donahue, and she has more than a passing interest. Her husband was gunned down by Whitey Bulger in 1982, an innocent man and father of three giving a ride home to a neighbor who Bulger also killed. She's never received a penny from the government. Despite the evidence, her husband was killed by a man who had been tipped off by the FBI beforehand and protected by the FBI and the Department of Justice afterward. And now comes lot 1061, and many like it.
That's the reason I'm going, because I am very curious to think what lowlife would want to spend their money on that stuff.
In the name of benefiting some 20 families of Bulger's murder victims, the U.S. Marshals Service is putting to bid 135 lots of personal possessions of Bulger and his girlfriend, Catherine Gregg.
What is your goal for this auction?
My goal is hopefully to generate as much money as possible that we can then distribute among the many victims that are in this case. It's that simple.
The conventional federal auction in drug forfeiture cases involves boats, cars, planes, and mansions. This one features the personal and the prosaic. In one lot, 14 used T-shirts, some torn, two black T-shirts. In another, electric meat cleaver, teapot, mini crock pot, and Bioneer steam mop with directions, parentheses, not checked for working order. Privately, most of the feds concede it's mostly junk. But as the U.S. Marshal John Gibbons says, it's their junk now that they've taken it away from Bulger.
We seized this stuff. He's not happy. He's in jail. He's not able to enjoy this stuff.
A lot of this is yard sale stuff.
Yes.
And so how do you sell yard sale stuff to get more than its intrinsic value?
Yeah. Well, we're hoping, and I hate to say it, but we're based upon his notoriety, that individuals would be able to come out here and maybe put a bid on this stuff.
Looking at the cheap furniture, zirconium jewelry, cat coffee mug, and poodle salt and pepper shakers, stuff it looks like the fugitive couple themselves could have picked up along the yard sale byway, it's clear that the only hope for commanding high prices here is the allure to some that the stuff has been touched by Bulger.
How do you buy something from somebody that's killed multiple people? I just can't believe that they would even put that stuff up for auction.
That's Pat Donahue again. And here's Michael Heineman, a lawyer who's represented families of Bulger's victims.
What's going to happen is the Bulger glorifiers are the ones that the government's targeting here. You know, those people that still glorify Whitey as whatever it may be, those are the people that are going to want a piece of a paraphernalia from him.
In private, even federal officials here say they worry the auction will glorify a monster. While declining to express her opinion about Bulger's skull ring and matching belt, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, who acknowledges the auction feels creepy, offered this rationale.
There are people who glamorize him and make him bigger than life, and they're going to exist whether we do this auction or not. And at the end of the day, I think that the whole purpose of it is to generate this income for the victims.
The proceeds will add to the shares among 20 families of over $800,000 found in the walls of Bulger's apartment in Santa Monica when he and Gregg were arrested there 5 years ago this week. But the bitter history of the Department of Justice fighting the civil suits filed by Pat Donahue and every other family of Bulger's victims, has visited this auction. Again, Michael Heineman.
I think it's nothing more than another publicity stunt by the U.S. Attorney's Office to say, look what good guys we are, look how we're helping the victims here.
The same Department of Justice, he says,
that fought each and every victim along the way and was successful in keeping family after family after family from getting justice.
As for the man whose pajamas and whose size 9.5 ASIC running shoes, all unused and in three identical pairs, are going up for auction this weekend, his attorney, Henry Brennan, rallied to the cause of the families of the victims his client murdered. He says Bulger deserves credit for pushing the government into sharing that money from Santa Monica.
It seems to me if the United States Attorney's Office truly cared about compensating the victims, they would take some of the millions of dollars they had previously taken from the legal proceeds of everybody involved and simply write a check to the victims' families. This is a show.
And one that even the U.S. attorney concedes is somewhat creepy. Carmen Ortiz says she's hoping the auction will bring in $1 million. As for what doesn't sell, the U.S. Marshals say it will go up for another auction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.